This program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by Mind's Eye.
Welcome to the Health Beyond Barriers podcast, where your health and our insight know no borders. This is Janelle. During this podcast, we are going to be discussing Talking to Your Doctor About Your Health by Mary C. Politi, PhD. Going to the doctor or health center can feel overwhelming, especially if you have a new health problem or illness. Sometimes it can feel like doctors and nurses are in a rush because of a busy schedule. Other times, even when they take the time to explain things, you might feel like they are using complicated language that you don't understand. You are not alone. As many as 9 out of 10 U.S. adults have trouble using the everyday health information provided by our healthcare centers and the media. But it's important to understand your health information so that you can follow instructions that your doctors and nurses give to you to manage your health. Patients who work together with their healthcare providers to improve their health have better health outcomes and may even go to the doctor or emergency room less often. What can you do to make sure that you understand the information that your doctors and nurses tell you about your health? The best things you can do are to prepare in advance of your healthcare appointment, bring a friend or family member to the appointment, and engage with your doctor or nurse during your appointment. To prepare in advance, you can make a list of your symptoms or concerns before your visit so you can remember them when you are there. Sometimes symptoms might go away by the time you have an appointment and you can forget about them. But they might be important pieces of information for your doctor to help figure out what's going on with your health. After you make a list of your symptoms or concerns, make a list of questions you have so you don't have to remember what to ask when you are in the clinic room. The Institute for Healthcare Improvement suggests 3 basic questions that might help you get an overview of your health. Number 1, what is my main problem? Number 2, what do I need to do? Number 3, why is it important for me to do this? The Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, or the AHRQ, has a nice question builder that you can use before your appointment to help you think of what to ask. You can use their tool to make your own question list based on what is important to you. They suggest questions like, number 1, what is my diagnosis? Number 2, what are my treatment options? What are the benefits of each option? What are the side effects? Number 3, will I need a test? What is the test for? What will the results tell me? Number 4, what will this new medicine do? How do I take it? Are there any side effects? When you go to your appointment, you can also bring a list of your medications, or even bring the bottles with you in a bag. If you have a new doctor or nurse, this can help him or her understand what other kinds of health concerns you have. Some medications are not safe to take with others. Knowing what other medications you take can help your doctor or nurse treat you in the safest, most effective way. During the visit, you can engage with your doctor or nurse. For example, ask your doctor to repeat something or write something down for you if you didn't understand the words he or she used the first time. If you have a friend or family member with you, that person can help you write things down and can be an extra pair of ears to listen to the information. It's also sometimes easier for a friend or family member to speak up and support you if you have someone who can go with you to your appointment. After the visit, call or email your doctor or nurse if you have questions about something, like how to take a new medication or when to go back for another appointment to follow up on your concerns. If you have any side effects or other problems with your medicines, if your symptoms get worse, if you start taking any new medications that you didn't discuss with your doctor, or if you have not heard any results of tests you had done, ask about them. Being involved in your healthcare and asking questions can help your doctor and healthcare team learn more about you. Your doctor's answers to your questions can help you make better decisions and receive better care. In the end, partnering with your doctor can lead to better results for your health. About the author. Dr. Politi is a health psychologist and associate professor of surgery in the Division of Public Health Sciences at Washington University School of Medicine. Her primary research interests include health communication and shared decision-making. Her work helps patients and the public understand health information, explore what is important to them when making health decisions, and collaborate to make evidence-informed decisions that meet their needs. She also trains healthcare professionals, public health advocates, and members of the public interested in shared decision-making and patient engagement. Dr. Politi's research includes a focus on reducing health disparities by engaging communities with unmet health needs and including them in both research and dissemination efforts. She works extensively with stakeholders to ensure her research is relevant to end users in clinical and community settings. For more information about LAMP, please visit their website at lampinterpreters.org. Like them on Facebook at LAMP Interpreters or on Twitter at LAMPSTL. For more information about Mind's Eye, visit their website at mindseyeradio.org. Like them on Facebook at Mind's Eye or follow them on Twitter at Mind's Eye Radio.